Hello, I'm Rob St. John. I'm an artist from Lancashire, and for the last few months, I've been working with people from the town of Nelson to record the sounds of everyday life. I created the Nelson Overheard project with my friend and collaborator, Tommy Perman. We've built an online sound map that anybody can submit a sound to, which can be listened to and downloaded and reused by audiences anywhere in the world. Sound can tell us a lot about the places that we live and work in. In the soundscape, the sonic equivalent of the visual landscape, you often get natural sounds like birdsong, blurring with human-made sounds like traffic or sirens. And the ways in which these sounds ebb up and die away is shaped by the landscape that you're in. For example, structures like tall buildings or hillsides can reflect and resonate sounds, or alternatively block and muffle them. What this means is that every place has its own unique sonic fingerprint, which reflects both the people who live in it and the natural world around them. In this way, short, fleeting moments of everyday life captured in sound can reveal more than we might think about a place. They can often tell us about change, what sounds have been lost and what others are taking their place. In a time of economic pressures, ecological declines and the climate crisis, we wanted to take the sonic pulse of Nelson, to better understand the character of the town and to think about what its future might be. Nelson Overheard was commissioned by the This Is Nelson project, which seeks to use art to help reimagine these questions. And as we'll hear in this podcast, the people of the town are central to helping answer them. But first, here's Tommy to introduce the sound map we made and how you can make one for the place where you live.
My name's Tommy Perman. I'm an artist and designer from Scotland. I've been collaborating remotely with Rob St. John on the Nelson Overheard sound map. I had a supporting role and worked on the technical aspects of setting up the sound map and in designing the promotional materials to advertise the project. The sound map is built with completely free online resources. It uses an open source service called UMAP, and then the sounds are hosted on freesound.org, and everything's held together by a very simple spreadsheet on Google Drive. I learned how to make the sound map by following a great step-by-step guide made by artist Sarah Lana. If you're interested in making your own sound map, have a look at her website, saralana.xyz/sound-map, and her name's spelt S-A-R-A-L-A-N-A. There's been such a lovely mix of recordings submitted. My favourite is the recording of the Chippy on Scotland Road. While I listen, I can really imagine being there and even start to smell the salt and vinegar.
The recording you just heard was submitted to the sound map by Nita Burrows and was recorded outside Holt's Chippy. Part of our brief for the Nelson Overheard Commission was to think about the role of play in understanding Nelson and its future. Sound recording is a great practice for this brief. It can at once be easy to grasp and playful, whilst at the same time opening spaces for conversations about much deeper issues. I think this process of listening closely to the world and each other has pretty transformative potential for fostering more sustainable communities. Here's Andy Abbott, associate artist with In Situ and part of the commissioning team for Nelson Overheard.
Well, I think what I liked about your project and the idea underpinning it is the deep listening aspect, because I think in order to build that positive future for these places, we first have to really sort of dig deep into understanding what's already there and what can be built on. The sort of practices that you've brought into Nelson and then encouraged people through training and the workshops to engage in are about that sort of going underneath the surface, and I guess I often think about that in kind of visual terms and mapping in terms of, you know, creating a visual map. But obviously a sound map is another way of unearthing and uncovering hidden aspects of a place. So yeah, the idea is, I guess, yeah, just getting people to stand still for a little bit and sort of listen a bit harder and a bit deeper and a bit further maybe, or even to things that they never considered listening to, is just a really good practice. It really helps to understand, you know, both people but also a place, and in order to build that sort of positive future and something that's unique and bespoke for Nelson, it's a really important step in that process. So thanks for sort of bringing it, providing us with some tools to do a bit more of that, and I hope there are things that will be taken on and used more by not just other artists or other kind of practitioners that we might bring to the town, but yeah, the people themselves and the residents as a sort of ongoing project.
On a series of walks and workshops, I worked with people in Nelson to introduce ideas of listening and sound recording. I would take a selection of sound recording devices and let people follow their ears in how they use them. Andy's idea of play was immediately apparent in how people engaged with the sound recording techniques. Here's a group of students exploring the woods near Lomashaw Park.
I can hear myself.
I can hear myself too.
I'm doing sound recording! I can hear the air.
The air is very...
What does it sound like here? What does the air sound like?
I just got
sounds like
a
bunch of sticks cracking, people shouting, and
where? Air.
Air, yes. All I can hear is...
Spider! We're recording water. Do you know how sick that is?
I feel like someone's taking a piss.
Marcel, guys, pushing me out, man. I'm sorry, guys. No, I want to go
home. Why is voice missing?
This initial chaos often led to more in-depth and nuanced conversations about the role of sound in shaping daily life in Nelson. I especially like the idea in the first recording here that the background white noise of traffic in Nelson is the sound of the air. Here's another submitted recording on the theme, The Sound of Crows, made by Julia Simpson on Southfield Lane. Workshop attendees also often played with the positioning and direction of their microphones to hear their landscapes in different ways. Here's a really nice example beside Ogden Clough on the side of Pendle Hill, where by moving the microphone, the student is remixing the soundscape in real time. Often, the act of sound recording helped highlight the softer and subtler sounds in the town. Here's a recording made with a blind man at a workshop held on Hodge House allotments. Sitting and recording together led to deep conversations over the role of different senses in experiencing the nature of this place. For many workshop attendees, this amplified sense of the soundscape was a revelation. Here's a student who took a field recorder off on his own and began narrating his own walk.
Right, so, after all the sounds you've heard, maybe you want to intake some of these, and maybe you can do this on your own. You just need to have a microphone and a headset, and you can go on some amazing, wonderful adventures listening to sounds.
On a walk up Pendle Hill, a group of students took ownership of the sound recording activities I'd offered and began interviewing people they met along the path about their experiences of sound on the hill.
What sort of sounds have you been hearing around the walk?
So we've heard the birds, but you're more up on what
like
they are.
Skylarks and some different birds of prey we've heard. It's not been a lot of wind, so
there's
been a little bit of wind, and that's about it really. And we've heard running water off the streams and stuff.
So this basically like amplifies sound. Would you like to try them?
Please, yeah. Wow, you can't
hear. Oh, listen, can you hear them?
Can you hear those skylarks? Okay, they'll be up there somewhere. Yeah.
This group of students took their podcast recording a step further by actively teaching strangers they met about the importance of listening and how to use the sound recorders.
Yeah. Have you ever took into your mind that you can hear the amazing nature around you?
Well, we were listening to the stream, but we weren't hearing too much else last night.
Well, with this you can hear a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, are you going to show us how it works?
Can we give them a go?
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, that would be nice.
So you put your headphones on, right, and you can hear it.
Give them a go.
Okay.
You just put all the...
I'm quiet now.
Point and it's point at the river.
You can hear the river, like, really loudly.
Oh, I can hear you right now.
We can hear the grass.
You can hear your tummy. That's quite cool. Yeah, listen. You can hear like the grass as well.
Here's Shabazz Ahmed from the Building Bridges Community Project in Nelson. Shabazz and his team were vital in helping me work with young people in the town.
Asking young people, teenagers, to be aware of the sounds that they go past. And when we're asking them to be aware, obviously we're trying to spot things ourselves. And a point that stood out for me was right near the start of the walk, and we're walking towards the foot of Ogden Reservoir, and there's a little stream just by the side of us, and me and I think it was Matteo, we just had a little conversation that although the water was flowing in the stream at a really gentle pace, it wasn't one sound. There wasn't one sound. There were so many different sounds, and as you got closer to the actual stream, and depending on which water was hitting which stone or rock, and then the course it was taking to go around a stone, or we were trying to pinpoint a sound to which part of water was hitting which rock. So it's like you're putting images to or movements to a certain sound, and it's something like you can spend all day there and you'll never be able to actually do that, because obviously water's moving all the time there. But it was music. It was beautiful. And another point was when they tried to... there was a snail or a slug on the ground. Slugs, sorry. They tried to capture the sound for that. And what it brought out in young people was obviously you had the seriousness, you had the attention, the focus. But obviously we saw the humorous side as well when they were shouting into the microphone, when each other were listening into it. But that experience for us, for young people, was amazing. He added time onto the walk, but what he did for them as people and what they'd probably feedback to their peers and feedback to their families when they got home was about the sound. And it's not something you'd expect as a teacher or you'd expect as a parent when your child comes home to start telling you about these kind of things. So it'd be a new experience, a new type of conversation that is built within school and at home. And a great thanks to Rob for obviously providing that experience for these young people. And even whilst recording this, I'm just listening in and my attention's on all the little sounds from the desk creaking or to anything that's going on in the office and even through the window cars driving past. So it's something that this project has done, is made people think about the sounds that we either don't notice or even take for granted in our daily lives.
It's now May 2024, and as the project draws to a close, I'm reflecting on what I've learnt from Nelson Overheard. Three themes, absence, hum and echo, have emerged from my work with the community through workshops and the sound map. Absence has frequently come up as a theme when listening with community groups. This frequently refers to the town centre, in which the bustling history of the shopping area is contrasted with the quiet of the present day. Nelson is a town where domestic and industrial lives happen alongside each other, and the loss of everyday sounds of industry and commerce are likely to be even more keenly felt and heard than in those towns with sprawling suburbs. This is particularly evident in the sounds of empty buildings and unused back streets, and the quiet of the shopping arcade due for demolition. The sounds of absence also frequently crop up in discussions of the COVID pandemic, where the lack of motorway noise gave silence that allowed other sounds, birdsong, doorstep conversations, the wind in the trees, to take precedence in the town. There's a background hum to everyday life in Nelson. Almost everywhere in the town you can hear the M65. When mixing, you can even think of an M65 bypass filter at about 1,000 Hz, that is, somewhere in the middle of the sonic spectrum, along with a smaller, bassier bump around 200 Hz, which removes most of its background hum. I think the hum of the town is related to its themes of absence. It lends a background drone to the soundscape when little else is happening. It also relates to the hills around the town. A number of workshop participants talked about how the quiet in the hills has a sort of hum of its own, perhaps something to do with the faraway resonances of the town, or perhaps to do with the characteristics of hearing quiet landscapes when attuned to noise. This phenomenon is also probably something to do with the characteristics of the hills, which can act as resonators and amplifiers for faraway sounds ebbing up from the town on the valley bottom. This also relates to the final theme of echo. Nelson is a town where the natural and the non-natural are constantly interplaying and blurring in the soundscape. As one school kid cannily said, the sound of the town is birdsong and police sirens. Like these different forms of alarm calls, sounds from different sources, drones, hums, clatters, communications, are blurred, both in the town and out across surrounding areas. The parks, canal and river mean that the sound of birds and water are rarely far away, but they jostle for space in the soundscape with the hum and thrum of cars, trains and industry. On the fells, the sounds of the town, calls to prayer, motorway drone, train horns, are refracted around geological resonators on the wind, taking on new and ghostly forms amongst the upland soundscape. The town is always present, even when you can't see it. The hill is a constant presence in daily life in Nelson, even when you might not have access to it. Overall, though, this project has taught me huge lessons about the wisdom, wit and knowledge of the communities I've worked with. To a T, they've taken to sound recording in all its different forms, from a daft way of playing about with your mates to a still, silent and considered means of engaging with soft and subtle sounds. And in so doing, they've taught me not only about the willingness to take on new experiences, but how together we can tell stories of what it's like to live in a place like Nelson and assess the foundations that we have for shaping its future. This project is not finished. The sound map will be constantly updated and it'll grow over time. You can submit your own recordings made with any mobile device or recording equipment. There's plenty of sounds in Nelson we'd still love to hear. The mosque's call to prayer, a football match on a Saturday afternoon, kids kicking footballs around back streets, or migrating swallows and swifts arriving back for the summer. Just remember, there's always something special in the everyday. Here's a few tips to get you started with recording. If you have access to a microphone or field recorder, then great. If not, the microphones in your phone or tablet can be surprisingly effective. You can easily make a recording using your device's voice notes app, or by using the voice note feature in WhatsApp. The microphones on your device will usually be located at the bottom of the handset, where you speak. Make sure that no cases or fingers obscure the mics, and when you're ready, point them in the direction of the sound you want to record. Try to find somewhere that's sheltered from the wind and from noises that you don't want in your recording. Try to record for at least 30 seconds, or a few minutes if possible. And remember to put your device on mute or airplane mode to avoid any unwelcome notifications. Happy recording. Can't wait to hear what you capture. You can find out more information and explore the sound map at in-situ.org.uk/Nelson Overheard. I'll leave you with another student narration, recorded amongst the sounds of the Marlin birds, reservoir outflow and chattering walkers on the side of Pendle Hill overlooking Nelson.
This podcast is all about nature and how wonderful it is, because I am 12 years old and I'm a bit of a chav. Don't tell anyone that, but okay. Basically, we've just...
Stop regularly, and then you'll catch up.
I never knew the wonders of nature and the sound that it creates.